Welcome back. Great to have your company. Can't wait for the footy tonight. Before I hand over to Bob and Andy, though, with thanks to the Watchdog app, download the new Watchdog mobile form app today. It's time to speak with Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO Alan Clayton. Alan, great to have you back. Going into stage four restrictions, but the good news for the greyhound racing industry and all those that love greyhounds is that it's full steam ahead for you.
Yeah, Dwayne, good to talk to you and glad you're well, and I hope everyone out listening to us is well as well. Yeah, look, the strict compliance that occurred with our biosecurity protocols, the strict compliance by participants, has allowed for the Premier to basically confirm that greyhound racing can continue. And he's agreed to that because of the very, very low risk it poses in spreading COVID-19 in the workplace. And our staff have done everything and our participants have done everything that they possibly could do to keep it going, and they followed the rules and maintained all of the measures that are put in place. So we feel that that it's been really worthwhile that we've done this. I think racing is important to the public and to the people in the industry.
And in these times when we're all shut down a little more than we were, people are finding a lot of companionship in their dog.
Yeah, look, I think it's it is awkward given what stage four does mean. It's how we can continue with an adoption service. But I want to say that the program is still very active. And what we're really doing now is we're in the delivery business. So during stage four, adoptions and foster placements, placements will be delivered to your door. And our very committed staff will be delivering dogs directly to people's homes. This is a first time we've really tried anything like this, and it's obviously a major logistics exercise, but we know it can work, and the plan at the moment is to head to Metro Melbourne each Wednesday, Friday and Saturday with newly adopted greyhounds and foster placements that have been matched with adopters and foster carers. And we know people are particularly keen, given social isolation, to receive a greyhound into their home, and we're keen for that to happen. So why stand in the way of providing a happy retirement as soon as possible? And all available dogs are listed on their website, gap.grv.org.au, and the GAP Facebook page. So we update the pages every Monday and Thursday, so keep following it and you'll see your good dogs that you might be interested in.
Great stuff. Alan, before I let you go, you've got a pretty big race meeting Saturday night.
Yeah, look, I want to say first that on Saturday morning, we're back to a regular Saturday morning race meeting, which we're really delighted about, and thank Sky and Tabcorp. But this Saturday night at the Warrigal St Ledger, and it's a Group 3 final with racing starting at 5 p.m. And St Ledger goes back to 1776 in England, when a soldier called Anthony St Ledger founded a race meeting designed for the aristocracy from London to get away to the country for a day. And sadly, we can't even let the aristocracy or anyone other than those directly involved in the race meeting come for a country day. But it is St Ledger in Warrigal on Saturday, and all of the races can be observed, watched on the Watchdog app and the website.
So can you take me back for a second? 1776, what were the dogs like in comparison to the dogs we have now? What are the bloodlines like? Can you trace it back? Were they very similar animals?
It's a really good question you ask. And if you've ever watched those TV programs that got the drawings in the ancient pyramids of the greyhounds on the wall, they look very, very similar to now. So because of the purity of the bloodline of the greyhound, there's very little change in the dog over thousands of years. And so the dog of 1776 would not be that different to the dogs now. Our dogs in Australia are a little different to their American counterparts in that ours are a little bit lighter and run on the top of the track rather than heavier and run into the track. But generally speaking, they look pretty similar.
And did they, I'm sure they didn't chase a fluffy toy. What did they do back then, even though it's obviously going to be frowned upon, even though we look back on it with fond memories, perhaps?
Well, look, I just look forward, Dwayne, and look at the fact that we're training all the dogs on toys, and they love running after toys. They love to chase everything. And I don't dwell on the past because we're obligated to in a new environment. And
what did they chase in 1776? What did they chase in 1776, you reckon? The rabbits?
Dwayne, I'll let you answer that question. I'm just telling you what they chase now.
Good stuff, Alan. We'll have a chat to you next week, Alan Clayton, from Greyhound Racing Victoria. I'm sure it wasn't a fluffy toy. Absolutely it wasn't. Greyhound Racing CEO, Alan Clayton. That's it for me. Been a great pleasure to have your company today. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk about the footy that happened today. Tomorrow, Midday Madness. At midday tomorrow, so you call, you get on Midday Madness tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Looking forward to broadcasting the footy on AFL Nation tonight. So I'll catch you then. Stick around. Bob and Andy are next.